There's no stopping us right now. I feel
welcome
so
to Act Local, marketing for small business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Kaylin helps concerned, confused, and even clueless small business entrepreneurs market simply, safely, and successfully. Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness that will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Whether you need help with online media, social media, video, or mobile marketing for your local business, this marketing black belt will guide you into the 21st century with easy tips, tricks, and techniques that get your local business seen and heard. And now, here is your host, third degree black belt, speaker, seminar leader, engineer, and internet marketing entrepreneur, Kaylin Amadio.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, marketing for small business, coming to you from the East Coast today, where I have planted roots for more years than I want to count now, in New York. So welcome to the Act Local family. I am so grateful you could be here today, because part of my duty with this program is to bring you actionable material that'll help you grow your business, which is why I will share what I call today's takeaway. It'll give you at least one action item that you could take right now to achieve greater success with your business. My guest today is a Left Coast girl and clearly a kindred spirit of mine, because her company helps you build your online marketing program incrementally so that you can control costs, integrate all elements for the most powerfully effective results, and accomplish it with zero extra work on your part. Now, that sounds like an absolutely genius idea to me, so stay tuned. You're going to want to hear more about that. Something I don't think we've discussed in a while on Act Local is list building. List building is the activity of collecting email addresses from your customers, clients, both current and potential, for the purpose of continuing a conversation with them. It's not just an online thing that can be done if you have a website. When you have customers come into your business and leave their business card in the fishbowl, or have them fill out a customer satisfaction survey or client data profile that collects their email address, that also is list building. There are several great places you can go to get good advice on list building, like Constant Contact, for example. But first, let's talk about why you need a list. One of my favorite bloggers is a guy named Derek Halpern, and his blog is called Social Triggers, and it is a wealth of no-nonsense information on marketing. He did a video blog about why you must build your email list, and here's what he had to say. In his blog and social media strategy, he has found time and again that his emails outperform his social media posts by as much as an 8-to-1 margin. That's pretty significant, considering that we complain about getting too much email all the time and harp on using social media to drive engagement. You hear me talk about it nearly every week here on Act Local. Now, Derek actually tests these types of things and blogs about them often, which is one of the reasons why I like him. He suggests that online you need to have email sign-up boxes in several different places on your website, like the upper right-hand corner, the About page, and even a pop-up box that hovers over any page of your website after a few seconds once a visitor lands on any given page. He has some other suggestions about great locations for sign-ups on his blog, so you should check out several of his posts at socialtriggers.com. That's where you can find him. Derek also believes that having too many options or too much clutter on your website will keep people from making the decision to join your list. And he suggests reducing the number of options available to visitors, forcing them to take the option that you're giving them to sign up for your list. That makes sense. That's some online strategy for you. But what about offline, the offline component? As I said before, Constant Contact has great strategy ideas for list building. And an article titled List Building for Success by author Alex Stern, who is a VP at Constant Contact in their marketing department, had this to say. And it was so well written, I just want to read you these couple of paragraphs. When your customers or members come into your place of business or attend one of your events, are you asking for their email address? Letting them walk out the door without asking is equivalent to losing a valuable asset. Why not ask? You'll be surprised that customers will give you their address more often than not. You just have to ask for it. There are multiple ways to do so. One way is to give your team, your employees, an incentive to ask. He recommends making it a contest to see how many email addresses one can collect over a given shift or a period of time. Everyone likes to win, so make a game of collecting the email addresses. And he also says you should also advertise the availability of your newsletter throughout your establishment or your event venue. You can put placards on tables, have a sign-up book by the register, and signs on the walls. At your event, ask people when they check in or register if they would like to be added to your email list. Now, those are great ways to handle list building at your business. Another great idea is to cross-promote with partners. We've talked about finding strategic partners to do marketing campaigns with before on Act Local. For example, here in my hometown of White Plains, New York, the local Applebee's is located at the street level of the same shopping center that houses our only multiplex movie theater. So Applebee's offers discounted movie tickets to anyone who purchases dinner at their establishment. That's an example of partnering with another business that's not a competitor, but has the same client base that you do. These are simple partnerships to make. If your brick and mortar location is in a strip mall, for example, almost any other business in that mall could be a partner for you. The dry cleaner can give all their patrons a coupon for the pizza parlor three doors down, and the pizza parlor can give out coupons for the dry cleaner. It's always a win-win. In terms of list building, you can do the same thing. If a strategic partner has a list, you can ask them to promote your business to their list and vice versa. You can't just swap lists. That's no good. You can only add people to your list who choose to sign up. So you have to offer them the opportunity to sign up. You can't just unilaterally co-opt them into your list. So for this week, I promise to give you an action step you can take today to use this information in your business. Remember, I call it today's takeaway, and here it is. If you have a website or blog for your business, do you have an opt-in box? If not, you need to sign up for an autoresponder service. That's a service that'll help you create the opt-in form and create the database of people who opt in. It'll help you create and maintain that database. They'll also often have email and newsletter templates that you can choose from to continue the conversation. I personally use Infusionsoft, which is, I'm going to call it the Rolls Royce in this league. And you can find an affiliate link to them on my show page if you're interested in checking them out. But if you're not ready for the Rolls, you should really check out AWeber, which was my choice prior to Infusion. Or you can check out Constant Contact, as I've mentioned, or even MailChimp. And there are several others. They are all good. And you should compare costs and services. MailChimp has a free level for 0 to 2,000 subscribers, names on your list. And AWeber, which I recommend over MailChimp, by the way, has a low entry level of, I think, $10 a month. So they don't have to be exorbitant costs, and they're very useful tools for you. Then make sure there's at least one sign-up box in the upper right-hand side of your website to begin building your list. If you do not have a website, create a follow-up system that includes collecting the email addresses of the customers who walk through your door every day, like some of the examples we suggested earlier. You don't have to sign up for an autoresponder right away, you can maintain a database in Outlook or something. I don't recommend it necessarily, but you can do it this way. It's a way to get started. And you can send emails to your list whenever you like in that fashion. But an autoresponder is better. So look into those choices that I mentioned. And that is today's takeaway. If you have any questions, send me an email to actlocal@kaylinamadio.com. So listen up. Before I bring on my guest, I need to get you connected with us. Communicate like I do every week. I'll leave it to you to choose your favorite method, but you can find links to all of the most common social media platforms on my show page, the Act Local show page at rockstarradionetwork.com. You'll also find a link to that email address that I just gave you. And if you're hearing me for the first time, I'll tell you that my favorite social media platform is Twitter, and that's where I spend a lot of my time personally outside of just marketing time. And I also spend a lot of time on Google+. So if you really want to have more of a live conversation with me, those are the two places where you're likely to find me. So go find me on Twitter at Kaylin Amadio. I know you probably won't be able to spell it, so just go to the Rockstar Radio Network show page, and you'll find a link to me there. And you might as well sign up for Kick It while you're there, too. That's my weekly newsletter that offers you tons of tips like the ones you've heard this morning. And if you haven't already, please, 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 I'm asking you, subscribe to Act Local on iTunes. That would be very helpful to me. And even more helpful would be to leave me a review of any given podcast broadcast that you've heard of Act Local. Those reviews help the iTunes store know that people are listening to the broadcast. You've already helped us show up on the new and noteworthy list. You've helped us show up on the What's Hot list. It changes day by day, sometimes hour by hour, and definitely week by week. But those things help me tremendously and help us reach many, many more people to join this trillion-dollar marketing movement that is small business in the United States. And the more people we can help, the sooner I can save the economy. So when we get back, I'm going to introduce you to Gene Scali of Genius Marketing right here on Act Local.
Stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
At iKaylin.com, we believe effective marketing requires knowledge of all the systems and tools available. Good marketing takes planning and strategy. The if you build it, they will come approach only works in Hollywood movies, not in the real world, and absolutely not online. You are a real world business owner, and you need real world business solutions for your marketing. It doesn't have to be difficult or time consuming to work. Our Five Secrets strategy allows us to see what your business needs to prosper in the here and now, 21st century world of massive communication challenges. At iKaylin.com, we craft custom strategies for every client that are not too big and not too little, but just right for you, your business, and your budget. Visit iKaylin.com/secrets. For a free report that shares what the five secrets to marketing online can do for your business.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to be a rock star. Get ready to rock with Rock Talk and Kurt Goswald and learn how to achieve rock star status in your industry. Every Tuesday afternoon at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Craig Deswald is the creator of the Rockstar System for Success. Craig will share easy tips and strategies on how entrepreneurs and businesses can use outside-the-box marketing strategies to stand out from the competition. Each high-energy show will feature interviews with celebrity rock stars as well as business rock stars. For more on Craig, the show, and the Rockstar Marketing Boot Camps, check out the website, CraigDuswalt, DUSWALT.com, so you can learn how to be perceived as an expert and celebrity in your field, so more people come to you to buy your services and products. Then, get ready to be a rock star with Rock Talk and Craig Deswalt, Tuesday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com.
There's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, and I want to introduce you to my guest this morning. Today, we are going to be speaking with Jean Scally. Jean is the CEO of Genius Marketing, and I have to tell you, she is in California, so it's very early there, and you all have to be very, very nice to her because she got up super early to be on live with us this morning. Jean is a best-selling author, internationally recognized marketing strategist, exciting trainer, and a dynamic speaker. She's been working with technology and business for more than 20 years. Today, she is the creative force behind Genius Marketing, a technology-savvy marketing firm based in Southern California with clients around the globe. Jean specializes in online and offline marketing that generates an unprecedented amount of exposure for her clients, resulting in a steady stream of customers and significant growth in both new and repeat sales. And to learn more about Jean and her work, besides listening to us this morning, you can always visit her website, and I'll spell it for you. Her website is geniusmarketing.com, but it's J-E-A-N. Hence her first name. See how clever that is? Genius, J-E-A-N-I-U-S hyphen marketing.com. So, Jean, welcome to Act Local Marketing.
Thank you. And with such a welcome, yikes. I hope I helped you out and meet all those expectations.
Oh, I am supremely confident that you will. So, when I've not met someone before, I really enjoy hearing their what I call their entrepreneurial journey. So if you would you give us a little bit, you know, the story of Jean and how you got to this moment in time in your business?
How I became an entrepreneur. I think entrepreneurialism, if that's such a word, I think it's something genetic. And I say that because my dad was an entrepreneur. And, you know, growing up in that house, you just kind of think it's normal, but you don't actually see it as your father or your parents being entrepreneurs. You just see your dad going to work. So I grew up and I went to college and I went to go work in big companies, and I thought that was cool for exactly 5 minutes. And after I decided that it wasn't all that cool, I went through the dot-com era and got laid off. And that was awesome because that's kind of what lit the fire under me. I'd been working with a lot of businesses, a lot of small businesses at that point, and decided that I just didn't want to work for anybody else anymore and that I could build a better mousetrap. So I set off on my own and started building websites, which was interesting and fun for exactly 5 minutes. And it wasn't just building the website, it was getting the website noticed online that kind of ignited my marketing fire. And through finding different technology tools, I realized, wait a minute, I have a way better way to reach people and a way better way to get the message out for people. And so I started helping other small businesses and working unbelievable number of hours, and so was born the entrepreneur.
Right.
I've gone in all kinds of different businesses. I've been in construction. I've been in finance. I've been in healthcare. I've been just about everywhere. So I have this really broad, interesting background that a traditional employer might look at my resume and go, where did you work and what do you want to do? But it gave me tons of different ideas and different ways of looking at customer and business relationship.
I completely get it because if you saw my resume, my background is very much like yours, starting in construction, actually the construction industry. And I've been a lot of places and done a lot of things. So that I get. I think a lot of entrepreneurs, when you look at their resumes, they seem a little mishmash, but it makes sense to us, right?
Totally. Totally. I mean, there was a path. I saw a path, and it was always the technology path. To me, yeah, it makes sense. To other people, they scratch their head and they go, did you ever have an idea of where you were going?
No, I get that completely, because technology is the part that I love too, and that's always the common thread. In fact, I can't remember where I was last week, but someone leaned over to me and said, that sounds a lot like you. You know, there's one common thread that no matter, you know, what you're doing for a living, what business you're building or what business you're working in, there's some common thread that runs through it that makes it make sense to you. And if you can share that thread with other people, they start to understand why you're doing what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So tell me, I know you have a lot of different kinds of clients. Would you share with us some big successes that you may have had with some of your clients?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sort of position us here so we can see more of what you do.
So my specialty, in my respect, in my own view, my specialty is in helping businesses build a list and build a list rapidly, because I really believe that the gold in any business is in that list and how they nurture that list and create that list, because they can use it for everything. So one of my big successes was working with a local business. It was a restaurant before they opened. Now, you know, how do you work or build a list before somebody opens? Well, they had a restaurant under construction, and they had lots of people walking by this on a regular basis. And it was a conversation that I had with these business owners that triggered this idea. But they were telling me they could never get anything done because every time they were there, somebody would walk by and try to peek in or ask what was going on. And there was a lot of distraction. And I thought, let's just harness that curiosity. So we put signs up around the construction site that told people if they wanted to know what was going on, all they had to do is text in. And this was 2 years ago when text messaging was relatively new still in Southern California. And we built a list of over 300 people before that business opened. And what we did was we teased them along for a month or two, and we went through the list and we picked the people who were very active online. So we profiled the list and got about 120 people who were very socially active online. And the reason we went after this group is because these were the people most likely to go online if they had a good experience and talk about it, to tell their friends and network. So we invited these people in for the soft opening, which is what a restaurant does before they open. They have a little dry run, if you will, where they're serving food and they're taking orders, but it's really not open yet. And they do this so that they can work out all the bugs in service and kind of get their staff used to a busy environment. So we stacked the decks. So we took those 120 socially active people, invited them into the soft opening, and we kind of waited for the magic. And what happened was they ended up with 28 five-star reviews on Yelp before they opened. More importantly, they ended up with a buzz. You know, there were people, because they had read this and they knew that there was some kind of something going on there, and there were people on the list who didn't get invited that knew others had gotten invited, and we involved Facebook and Twitter, and we had all kinds of things going on in the world of social media. This business has never once since they opened seen a quiet day. Mm. They had people lined up all week long. Every single meal when they first opened. And to do that for a business, if you just step back and think of the magnitude of this, they could have just had a regular opening and a few people coming in that knew about them kind of slowly started up. Or they could open with a bang, which is exactly what we gave them, a big bang.
You know, can I ask you a question? Did you chronicle this story for Mike Koenigs?
I did.
Because now that I'm hearing you tell it, you and I have never met, but now that I'm hearing you tell it, I've heard that interview somewhere. I've read it or I've heard it or something. And I have to tell you, I used that exact technique with a restaurant here in White Plains. I did exactly what you did. I followed your example and did the exact same thing for them. It worked like a charm.
It works like It works like magic, I'm telling you. They're not the only business I did it for. And I did have the opportunity to give this interview or tell this story to Mike's group and on Mike's stage, too. So if you're following that group at all, and if you're marketing in any way, shape, or form, you should, because there's a lot of great ideas that come from that group. Yeah, I did share that. But I've done this in several different industries. And it works every single time. And the reason it works is people are curious, so it's easy to get a list with them. If you give them a way to join you and you make it fun and you include social media, you can make real magic for a business. And it doesn't have to just be a business that's opening. It can be any business.
Right. And it makes that clientele feel special. That's part of it, is that they feel like they're part of the in crowd.
Absolutely. And so there's two things that we played on. The first was curiosity, because they were going by and wondering what was going on. And the second was being an insider. And that insider group, that if you make them feel special, if you send a message like a text message, if you send an email and use their first name in the email, it feels like there's somebody in the business talking just to them. And that's really where some of the magic comes from. You know, that's really where a business has an opportunity to connect with their audience, no matter what the business.
Absolutely. It's funny, when I followed your example, I had a friend try it out, and you know, he did the back and forth. He opted into the list. He gave me his first and his last name, and then he got the automated email from me, because I use Instant Customer, so I'm familiar with a lot of the, you know, the Koenig-centric stuff. And he got an email from me, and he said, "Wow, Kaylin, you spelled my name right and everything." And I just looked at him and said, "You realize that you spelled your name right? I didn't do a thing. I've been sitting here the whole time. That was all automated. Do you see the beauty of the whole thing?" And he forgot about it. As simple as he had just done it, he forgot that it was the magic of technology that was making that happen, that I wasn't actually sending something out to him at that moment. We're actually going to go to our first break. And when we get back, more on Act Local Marketing with
There's
Gene Scalley.
No stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Once there was a smart baby boomer that loved her business. She knew that to grow it, she would need marketing. So she went for a search on the internet and came across all sorts of social media. She went on all the sites and opened accounts, but after starting profiles on all of them, she began to feel overwhelmed. To do all the marketing experts told her to do was just too big a task. She needed a change. Because she was a smart entrepreneur, she chose two of the popular social media sites to market her business. But after month, it didn't seem to make any difference. And she saw other savvy business owners using different sites here and blogging over there. When suddenly, she noticed more clever baby boomers going to iKaylin.com and leaving so happy, she just had to see for herself. iKaylin.com helped her make a marketing plan to grow her business that wasn't too big and wasn't too little. It was just right.
If you love Christmas, this is your show. It's Show Me Decorating with the Christmas decorating experts, Becky McCraney and Kathy Harrison. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Becky and Kathy of Show Me Decorating are out to save the world from ugly Christmas trees. You can get rescued today by purchasing the Show Me Decorating Tree Trimming app for only $2.99. Available from the App Store, at iTunes, and on showmedecorating.com. Each week, we invite you to join us here on the Rockstar Radio Network and come feel the glitter and spend a little time with these ladies and their exotic Texas draw as they share their enthusiasm for Christmas decorating. So be here Tuesday mornings to learn from the real designers, industry experts, and guest artists in the Christmas biz that will surprise and inspire you. It's Show Me Decorating with the Christmas Decorating Experts, Becky McCraney and Kathy Harrison. Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with my guest today, Jean Scally. Jean is the CEO at Genius Marketing. And let me tell you how to get to the website. Genius is spelled JEANIUS-marketing.com. You need to check out her website. And Jean, as usual, I get long-winded, so I have so many more questions for you. I'm going to try and get to more of these and maybe not talk so much. I'm going to let you share your wisdom. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I know that you are a published author. Now, what was your first book about?
So my first book is called Easy Business Success. It All Starts with a List. And it's about building lists for businesses, different ideas, why you need it, and really the magic that you can create using a list in your business.
And that's one of your particular expertise, right? List building?
Yeah. You know, absolutely. I see it as a fundamental piece of any marketing plan. I mean, if you're not building your list, then you need to take another look at your marketing plan, because it's no good to have somebody come into your business one time. It's magic to have them come in anytime you want them to. And, you know, I see a lot of businesses going to resources like Groupon or Living Social, where they're getting a big pile of people to come into their business, but that's a one-time deal. They can't reach back out to that same group or to the people who bought something and didn't come into the business. They can't reach back out to them if they're using something like Groupon.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that business model, the whole Groupon thing.
I am not a fan at all. And anybody that I do business with, I always discourage them from using those services, only because they can do it all themselves and build their own list, and it has way more value, you know, to the business. I also, not to plug my own stuff or toot my own horn here, but I have another book that comes out this week, and it's all about using online reviews for business. So, you know, there's this whole online movement, as I see it. There's the getting people to come into your business or find you, but there's also the social aspects, getting people to talk about what your business is doing.
Right.
And so online reviews also figures heavy in my marketing plans for
right.
people.
Right. I'm glad that you brought that up. And the book's coming out this week?
Yeah, the book will be out by Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I'm glad that you brought this up, because this is a place that I often start with brick-and-mortar businesses, is the whole online reviews that has a lot of SEO impact. And sometimes it's hard to explain to them why it's important. Sometimes they get it, but they don't get it exactly. So can we discuss that a little more? How does that figure
Absolutely.
In to the local business marketing?
A lot of businesses, local or national, a lot of businesses are afraid of online reviews. I worked with a number of business owners who are terrified of Yelp because they have a lot of misinformation, and they don't understand that if you manage your online reviews, that you can turn a really sour review into something really, really pleasant and even complimentary. And people don't understand how to do that. So, you know, what I help businesses with is, first of all, you absolutely cannot live without online reviews. you can't. If you're a brick-and-mortar business, people are going to go online and they're going to look you up and find out what anybody said about you. So that's just fact of life. You need to get used to it, and you need to manage it. So if somebody does leave you a bad review, let's step back for a minute and let's look at two types of people, and only two types of people that are going to go online and give you a review: those who really love you and those who really hate you. And the people who really hate you don't really hate you. They're just frustrated. They just want to be heard, for the most part. Occasionally there's somebody who really hates you, but that's a whole different ballpark. And you can get those people booted off your review if they just truly have malcontent. But if you give the person who doesn't really like you or had a bad or challenging experience, if you give them your ear, they will give you another chance. Everybody understands a bad day. Everybody understands when things go wrong. And if you truly have a good service or a good product and you give them your ear, they will give you another chance, and they will go back out and tell you online in front of everybody, oh, hey, I had a bad day when I went in, or the owner talked to me right away, and then I went and tried them again, and now I love them. So you can't live without reviews online. It's a critical piece, and not just for SEO, but it's a critical piece to any brick-and-mortar business nowadays.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
And some of what you said brings the word transparency to mind. I know when businesses have that fear, like you're talking about, in a way, some of them want to push the reviews like into a back closet and hope but nobody ever notices. Right? It's something that they can get you to not ever see. But really, it's more about transparency, is what it sounds like to me that you're saying, especially when something goes wrong. Nobody bats a thousand.
Yeah, nobody bets a thousand. And you're right. It is. You can't. These are things you can't sweep into the back closet and shut the door and hope they stay there. An unmoderated or unattended review site is dangerous, because like a bad apple, if you have one in the bunch, it can spoil the whole bunch. If one person is chiming in about how horrible your service is, other people are going to feel inclined to chime in too. And what you'd rather have is one person who loves you, or 100 people who love you, chiming in about how much they love you. And that is way more powerful. If you have a social circle that includes lots of people who will speak up and defend your business, then when that one sour apple does show up, the community throws it out. So it becomes something that you start, you nurture, you work with, these reviews. But then others who love you will work on your behalf for you. So it's really, I keep using the word magic, but this is really a magic place online. In addition to your social media sites, your review sites can be a source of greatness for your business. And they are increasingly more important to search engines like Google. Google wants to show people what people want, and Google knows what people want is a 5-star business, not a 1-star business. So if you are a 5-star business, you're going to show up closer on the top of that list than, the 1-star businesses of the same genre.
Yeah, that's an important thing to note. Is it's sometimes hard for the smaller business and local business owners to understand. First of all, you have to explain what SEO is to them. But then once they kind of get what SEO is, why do these reviews matter? And they really do affect your standing in the Google rankings for a lot of reasons. And one of them is what Gene just said, because Google's interested in giving really relevant search results. So they figure if you're looking for an Italian restaurant, let's say, that you want the 5-star Italian restaurants. You don't want the 1-star Italian restaurants. So
it's all
interwoven. And the other thing to keep in mind that I like to remind my clients is when people go online, let's say you go on Amazon and you're looking to purchase some sort of item and you read the reviews of what other people say, you also read into it that person's voice and what they're like. Sometimes you'll see how they rate other things, because you can tell if someone's constantly a 1-star kind of person that they're a complainer. You get a sense of their personality. And people are smart enough that they will write off those that they can tell by the tone of their voice are just constant complainers. You could never make this person happy. So they disregard those kind of reviews in their head.
They can, and they also, you know, people are smart enough to know that if you have 400 great reviews or 5 or 6 really crummy ones, I mean, people are going to go and look for both. And they see 5 or 6 crummy ones, they're just going to chalk it up to, all right, well, there's 5 people that had a bad day or whatever. What they're looking for is the overall sense and feeling, not the specific, this person had a problem with this particular server. You know, people are smart. And even when review sites filter things, people are smart. They'll go and they'll look for the filtered items.
Yeah, that's true. They'll look for the common thread. They'll look to see if it was one particular product that people are complaining about. They'll look at, you know, if it was one particular server, one particular employee. They'll look for those kind of things so that they can understand the why behind what people had to say about a business. They really do.
They will, and they'll also do things like some people go in specifically looking for the bad item that maybe everybody's complaining about. As kind of a, well, they had a bad experience. Let's go see if I have the same experience. You know, so you get some people that challenge the reviews intentionally, and then you get people who just genuinely, well, most people, like I said, they understand a bad day, either in the business or from the person giving the review. It's easy, but you need to be there. You need to have a voice and a part in what people are saying. And as a business owner, it's critical that you're there, that you're showing up and you're managing what's going on. Because if you don't manage it, it can run wild in all the wrong directions.
That's true. And I'm constantly harping on the fact that, you know, the internet and everything that happens on the internet is about communication. So the
Absolutely.
More open you can be and the more you're willing to engage and actually have those conversations with your fans, your followers, your detractors, your reviewers, whatever we call them on any given website that we land on, the more you're willing to actually be transparent and just engage and converse with them, the happier people are, because that's all they're really looking for. They wouldn't take the time to go on a site and talk about you or your business or your brand if they weren't interested in it to begin with, and they're looking for that conversation. So if you're willing to be open to having that conversation, it's much easier, I would imagine, to manage even the bad reviews.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail right on the head. It's all about the engagement. People are craving engagement, one-on-one engagement, and they crave it anywhere they can get it, from their businesses, from their friends and family, everywhere.
Right. We're actually coming up on another break. So we have one more segment with Gene right here on Act Local Marketing.
I feel so close to you right now.
Acts Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Get ready for Smart Health with your host, Dr. Glenn Mia. Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Smart Health is a one-hour program dedicated to discussions, interviews, and news in the ever-changing world of medicine. Information leads to smart choices, and smart choices lead to a healthier lifestyle. That's the quote of host and broadcast journalist Dr. Glenn Mia, M.D. This magazine-style radio show is a fast-paced program bringing together medical experts, authors, and patients to examine what works and what doesn't in staying healthy. Dr. Glenn Mia is a board-certified physician in pediatrics and internal medicine. His philosophy to wellness starts with an investment. He says proper nutrition, rest, and exercise are the best personal investments to maintaining good health. So join us for Smart Health with Dr. Glenn Mia, Fridays at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. If you could live your life truly standing in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, wouldn't that make your heart soar? Now you can, with Lessons in Joyful Living, with your host, Kimberly Rinaldi, Mondays at noon Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Kimberly Rinaldi, having created a highly successful coaching practice, now teaches Lessons in Joyful Living.
She believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers, thus allowing you to reach your greatest potential and joyfully step into your life's purpose. What used to take weeks, months, or even years, she can now teach you in a matter of hours with her programs. For more on Kim and her show, go to our website, KimberlyRinaldi.com. That's RinaldiCom. Then join us for Lessons in Joyful Living with your host, Kimberly Rinaldi, Mondays at noon Central, here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey now, I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, with my guest today, Jean Scally, who is the CEO at Genius Marketing. And I want to spell that for you, because I want you to go visit her website, geniusmarketing.com, which is spelled JEANIUS-marketing.com. And I just found out during the break, Jean says she's a martial artist too. Jean, what martial art do you study?
I have a second degree brown belt in Shotokan karate.
Oh, wow. See, I told you we're kindred spirits.
Yeah, I think we might be twins from other mothers. It sounds like we have a lot of commonality in our background.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Now, unfortunately, this is our last segment, so I still have way too many questions for you. So let's see if we can get some more help out to people a little bit. So we talked about list building. We talked about online reviews. Tell me some other things that you do for clients.
Social media, another really critical piece to any marketing plan, I think. And by social media, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, those are kind of the big three, Google+, I'm sorry, the big four. And because, as you know, showing up and being part of the conversation that's going on about your business is really the heart of business nowadays, and it allows small businesses to compete with much larger businesses, or at least to be on the same level playing field. And people, I said this before we went on break, people are craving the connection, and they're getting that connection from these social sites, from being able to connect with people one-on-one or businesses one-on-one. So social media is a critical part of anything that a business does, I believe, in marketing nowadays. The other thing I do is I use a lot of text marketing because it's an immediate, intimate connection. It's another one-on-one. Even if you automate the process by having a simple back-and-forth dialogue via text messaging, the people that you're doing this with feel like you're doing it just for them.
That's true.
Yeah, I've had experiences where businesses I was working with, we have a little dialogue back and forth, and it's all automated. And I think on some level, people know and expect that it's automated, but still it catches them by surprise. And they would send a return message back as if it was a one-on-one interaction. You know, there was an example at a different restaurant that I've worked with where they would constantly get messages back talking to the owner to be like, hey, Travis, come out and see me. I'm in the front booth. And, you know, Travis wasn't anywhere on site. These were all automated messages. But that's where you've hit one out of the park. That's where somebody thinks that you are communicating directly with them, and that builds some loyalty, that builds a little following. So text messaging is important. And
now,
tell
me some, we've talked about restaurants with text messaging, both of us have. Tell me some other types of businesses so that people can get their ideas flowing that could be using text
messaging.
Absolutely.
I use it with businesses that are service or appointment oriented, like a skincare place near me, we developed a last minute club so that they could text message their list and let people know when there were openings. What happened is they were closed on Mondays, and they would come in on Tuesdays, and there would be a bunch of cancellations, but they have a full staff on Tuesday because they were expecting all kinds of appointments. So they would text message the group with or the list with a last minute deal and get people in that way.
That's a great idea.
And how about this one? Personal trainers. The biggest problem personal trainers have is that people are really good when they show up, and they do all the things that you tell them to do, and the minute you're not there, they walk across the street, and they get a big, fat bear claw pastry with their latte in the morning, and they forget everything they've ever learned or wanted to do with their personal trainer. So if you could send that person that was on your training program a message like two or three times a week on their cell phone, it would be like you were walking around in their pocket, right? You could just encourage them or give them a reason to park a little further away and walk instead of looking for that spot right by the door, and increase the results that you're getting from your clients. So personal trainers can use text messaging. Any business. If you have a reason to talk to your business, tax accountants can use it to remind people about important dates.
Oh, you know, that's another good idea. See, I love it when someone comes up with the unusual, because I guarantee you that there are accountants out there saying, oh, well, yeah, text messaging, but
yeah,
you can't do that in my business. Right. It doesn't work for me. And that's not true on any level for any business. You just have to be creative.
Exactly. You just need to stop looking at your business the way you've always looked at your business and look at it from your customer's perspective. What do they want to hear from you about? You know, if you are a dry cleaner, maybe you have seen a lot of spots. You know, it's summertime, so maybe people come in with the residue of yesterday's barbecue all over their clothing. Maybe what you could do is send out a message and let people know what they can do immediately when they have a stain that's barbecue-related, right? There's lots of different reasons that you can get in touch with the people on your list. And most businesses fail because, one, they don't have a list, and two, if they do have a list, they don't talk to them. They don't tell them the things that the list wants to know.
Right.
You know, it's not about deals and coupons. It's about sharing what you know.
That's exactly what I was going to say. What your list doesn't want to know is that you have 20% off of this, right? That's not what they're looking for. They're looking for you to actually talk to them. It's no different than going into a cocktail party anywhere and whatever kind of conversation you might have with someone. You don't walk up to a group of people and say, oh, there's 20% off at my store tomorrow. What do you guys
think?
You all going to stop by? That's not the way you converse with people.
Exactly. And it's the classic, what I call the classic epic fail online as well, on your social media. You don't just start a page and invite people over so that you can stand up every 15 minutes and go, hey, I have 20% off deal. Nobody cares about that. What
right.
they care
they,
about
they will
is
tune you out very quickly if you do that.
Immediately.
They're looking for engagement.
Well, immediately,
not
if it's me, maybe.
Yeah. They're not looking to be talked at.
Exactly.
They're looking to be engaged with.
Exactly. It's engagement. It is all engagement.
So there are a lot of business owners out there who always try and, you know, they're trying to do this for themselves in the beginning. They don't always necessarily have a budget to hire someone like you or someone like me to get their marketing in line for them. And we keep talking about social media, you know, Facebook and Pinterest and YouTube and Twitter. And now we're talking text messaging and we're talking about building an email list. Mm-hmm. How are they supposed to do all of this and run the business that they're running?
Yeah, it's a tall order. And so what I always, first of all, there's always a way, and it doesn't include 80 million hours of your time necessarily. What I would recommend is, you know, if you want to start doing it yourself, that's one way to do it. But you're an expert in what you do. You know your business inside and out, and it's much easier to find the resources and hire out or you know, get other people to do the stuff that you don't have all the time to do. You know, should you hire your little nephew Johnny to run your social media? I'm thinking not, because you want a professional image there, and you need somebody that really knows that media to maximize its potential for you. You can limp along doing it yourself and hiring friends and whatnot, but you're going to be much better served, in my opinion, if you hire professionals to do some of this for you. And it doesn't have to be expensive. You know, there are a lot of people that do a lot of things, or a lot of really talented people that do a lot of things for relatively cheap money. I mean, there are resources like Odesk and Elance where you can hire people to do these things for you. There's Fiverr, and you can get lots of really awesome things done on Fiverr. Video is another thing we didn't talk about that is just magnetic for marketing online. So there's lots of different resources. I would recommend you start by joining some groups online and asking others what they're doing and how they're doing it if you're trying to do some of it yourself. If you want a really quick impact and you've got some cash, then hire professionals like you, Kaylin, or me. And there's lots of people just like us out there doing things. And then the other thing is, don't be afraid to change what you're doing. The big, big piece of success here is just acting. Just get up and do something. If it doesn't work for you, change it. No big deal. But right. You've got to take action.
Now, is there a free copy of your first book that's available to people?
You know what? Just for your audience, there is. So my first book, as I said, was about list building. And my second book comes out this week, and it's about online reviews. And I would love to give your audience a free copy of my first book so that they can get started if they don't already have a list.
Okay,
and,
cool.
The way they can do that, and I apologize for this. I wanted to do it a different way, but my team was running real busy last week, and we didn't get to do this. So if they send an email to me and mention your show, and my email address is Jean, J-E-A-N, at genius-marketing, and it's J-E-A-N-I-U-S-marketing, I will send them a free copy of my book.
That is very generous of you. I really appreciate it. And you all need to take advantage of that, because it's one of the ways that you're going to cut that learning curve. You know, when you can go to someone like Jean and get some of her wisdom and some of her tips and tricks, it will really help you cut your learning curve so that you can go straight to getting the things done that you need to get done. So email her, Jean, J-E-A-N, at genius-marketing.com, and you can find that on the Act Local show page at Rockstar Radio Network, in case you didn't have a pencil to write it down. And we are already at the end of the hour, so I want to thank Jean Scally, CEO at Genius Marketing, for being here on Act Local Marketing for Small Business, where you can listen to us live every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And I will see you next week. Have a great week. Take care.
Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness every week at this same time on Act Local. It will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Act Local, marketing for small business.